Than him let's command that's true to his fand, and amiss that can wittily prattle, that dealeth not in blood, but draws when he should, and bravely ne'er shrinks from a battle. That rails not at kings, nor at politic things, not treason does speak when he's mellow, but takes a full glass to King William's success. This is the honest brave fellow. Church scruples and jaws, plunge all Europe in wars. English Caesar espouses our quarrel, predestined to stand against Louis le Grand. And where he's now flourishing, flourishing laurel. The cause that is best now comes to the test, for heaven will no longer stand neuter, but pronounce the great doom for old Luther or Rome, and prevent all our doubts for the future. 'Twould turn a wise brain to consider what pain fools take to become politicians, fobs, bullies, and sits, all set up for wits, and ingeniously hatch new divisions. Some show their hot zeal for a new common weal, and some for a new restoration. Thus cavil and brawl till the monsieur get all, and best proves the wit of the nation. Though we medicines apply, yet the fever swells high, first caused by a Catholic knot, which no cure can gain till the breathing of vein corrects the mad pulse into quiet. Yet what a disease on our country may cease, let's drink to its healing condition, and rather wish William were victor in France than Louis were England's physician.